This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, December 12th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Soybean grower leaders are meeting in St. Louis this week. Ohio farmer Steve Reinhardt is the immediate past chairman of the United Soybean Board and says the 77 leaders on the checkoff board continue their work of growing the industry and improving the bottom line of U.S. soybean farmers. Reinhardt said some ideas take time to develop.
As you develop these programs, you know, some of them do take longer than others, and it's a commitment to be able to go in and kind of stay that course and chart that path. And, you know, we talk about China. It took 40 years for us to get to where we are with exports to China. And even though our exports are down, it's still our biggest market that we have. And so as we talk about, you know, working our way into maybe India and some of the other developing countries in the world, you know, we're there. We're maybe getting some, let's say, sample, you know, opportunities into those areas. But they're going to take time to develop.
New USB chair Philip Good says the united effort of the Soybean Board brings results that individuals alone could never see.
We're able to do things collaboratively with the money. We're able to make that penny and that dollar go farther than I ever could. And so I've seen that firsthand, whether it be in exports, whether it be return on investment, whatever that opportunity may be. And so I'm proud to say what they have done. I'm proud of the work that's been done. We have an opportunity at this point in time to make it more profitable and get more return for the farmer 5 and 10 years down the road. And that is so important now more than ever.
The latest evaluation of the soybean checkoff reveals that over $12 was returned for every dollar invested in the program. Reinhardt says the ROI wasn't limited to farmers.
You know, we created jobs and have grown the economy by $9.8 billion, added to the United States GDP, and over $1 billion in tax revenue generated just in the year 2023. You know, you talk about the job sector and just in the amount of jobs just related to soybeans, we're looking at over 30,000, almost 31,000 jobs, you know, in that area. And that's another $2.6 billion in income in the United States. So
Good says the benefits reach even beyond U.S. borders.
I think some real benefits were the help for communities, even tax basis, but especially in the export arena. That is probably the biggest return, the biggest passion of ours. We're passionate about growing food and feeding the world. And so as a soybean farmer, I don't care if it's, you know, an export of soybeans, soybean meal, or meat. All of them are necessary, and we're glad to provide that to the world.
Reinhardt says grower leaders look beyond low-hanging fruit for industry investment.
There's a concept out there that we know is going to be profitable right off the bat. There's probably a private company out there that's going to do that, develop it, and then market it. So sometimes we get into those areas that are maybe a little bit more on the fringe, or maybe they take a lot more research before you get it to a commercialized state. And that's really where the checkoff can help come in and get some of that initial investment going and that initial research.
Good says U.S. soy exceeds the world in quality and also in sustainability.
I think we have to tell that story well. There are people that can afford and are looking for that. That is an important issue. And so that's something that we have to tell the world is how we are growing soybeans sustainably on our farms and making it a healthy, wise food choice option for the consumer.
Finally, in Washington today, lawmakers continue to work on details of that year-end continuing resolution. Also tomorrow, look for AgriPulse Newsmakers. It'll be featuring Senate Ag Ranking Member Arkansas's John Bozeman. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers don't give up in tough times. The Farm Bill helps secure they don't have to by providing them with the tools to keep our food supplies secure in all seasons. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.